The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
They can't be serious. Dump on fire again? If you are in the area of Jubilee Gardens, there is a fire that is going on right now at the dump. Again, it has covered Jubilee Gardens with a lot of smoke. It is said that everyone must evacuate. Yes, the dump is on fire again. Mother Freeze.
Fire. The dump on fire.
I better hold that fire.
Better go out that fire. There's a fire.
How much time we can tell you about this dump, huh?
I said a dump on fire.
Move the dump.
You better go out that fire. There's a fire. Moving in Jubilee. The dump on fire. You better go out that fire.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I hope you heard the music at the start of the show that caused me have to introduce my guest one time so you know what you in store for today. My guest today is the one and only Solo Maid.
Yes, the Dagugal. What's happening?
Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2021, guys, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And if you want to get in on this conversation today, here is how you can do it. We are streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. Or you could listen in on TV on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or Flow, channel 612. Or you can download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. You can also call us at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. A moment for a message from the Bahamas National Statistical Institute. Did you know the Department of Statistics has transitioned to the Bahamas National Statistical Institute effective July 1st, 2021? The BNSI is responsible for protecting the credibility, integrity, and impartiality of official statistics. For more information, visit www.stats.gov.bs. This message is brought to you by the Bahamas National Statistical Institute. Well, good morning to Solo Maid, to the Google.
Good morning to the Google.
And my guest co-host, Mr. Darwin Thompson.
Good morning.
And before we get deep into the show, I just want to touch on some of what's in the news. If you know who Solo Maid is, you expect him to chime into the conversation if he sees fit. I can't even call him friend yet because this is the first time I'm meeting him in person, but I feel like I know this boy because he be in my airwaves. Not necessarily on the radio yet, but he be in my airwaves whenever the hot news hit. The person you can hear next is Solo Maid. And I am a improv political satirist, and this boy is an improv musical political satirist.
Watch it now.
Right? This boy bad at what he does. So I expect him to chime in possibly a little bit in the news today. But I got some things I really have to touch on. I want to say thank God and thank the universe for holding Dyson Knight firm and safe last night in bad traffic accident.
Big up Dyson.
And I just see this boy yesterday and tell him we have more talks to talk, you know. Mm-hmm. And I am thankful that the universe remembered that.
Yeah.
And I know the universe, like right now, the universe saying, you know, I hold this boy for his family and his loved ones first.
That's true.
Right? I know that. But still, a little piece is for me. Anyway, Dyson, we're so thankful that you're safe. I don't know the status of the other driver. I hope that the other driver is okay as well. And I hope that the accident was really an accident and not due to recklessness, mm-hmm. or carelessness, mm-hmm. or mindlessness on the road. But we're going to let the police and the courts determine that in this instance. Well, that's what woke me up this morning. So I need y'all to know for a moment we're going to talk about this. Because for the last 2 days, I'm supposed to talk about traffic. I got a couple little notes I made, right? And I just put it aside. But I want to say this. You see, you can't wake up in the morning and see somebody you just talked to and touched yesterday been in a bad accident and not think about the things that you experience and witness and even do on the road. Right. So I want to say to the young person driving the web shop car on Collins Avenue and Shirley Street intersection this morning, so deep in your phone that you couldn't even put a hand on your steering wheel. Mm-hmm. That's not on. It's not appropriate. You should be fired. Your license should be revoked and you should wait 10 years before you get to drive again. Mm-hmm. I don't think you all really understand the weight, the burden that you put on yourself when you decide to drive a vehicle. Because mm-hmm. ain't nobody is tell you. The police don't tell you no more.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? ZNS don't tell you no more.
Right. Imagine if we held drivers to the same esteem and level that we hold pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have any accidents? I doubt it.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a part, that's enforcement, right? It's about enforcement. So I want to say to the taxi driver driving a cab full of tourists on what that is, Duke Street or King Street, right opposite the Kirk this morning. Listen, did you know that the reason that we were all stuck in traffic and you were able to use your phone without causing harm, that's what you think, is because there was a bad accident on Queen and Marlborough Street this morning. And that's why traffic was backed up. To all of the vehicles that ignored basic traffic controls and blocked the intersection, to the boy in the white beat-up truck in front of me who decided to drive his beat-up, but you know your insurance is barely hanging on. Why would you take a risk with other people's lives? In fact, your truck's so big, you know you need two hands to handle it because I see you trying to avoid little pothole in the road. Dear Bahamians, when you buy a truck, we do not expect you. We do not expect to see you dancing your truck through the road, picking up your petticoat so the tires don't get wet. You in a truck, buddy. Drive through the water. That's why you bought the truck, right?
You know, I really don't understand that. I don't understand that, right? So people in these huge trucks try to avoid these tiny little puddles.
They would risk running you off the road.
Right.
They would risk, right. They would risk, and they don't get it, right? Because how often do police show up?
Right, right.
They would risk hitting your car, mm-hmm. being liable mm-hmm. to fix your car, going to jail for avoiding their liability. They risk right. all of that.
Right.
But they would not drive their little truck mm-hmm. in a puddle. It is amazing. I want to say this as well. You see, here's where this becomes an issue. See, when these little big trucks picking up their petticoat to avoid the water in the road, that leaves pedestrians to figure out where they're supposed to be.
Exactly.
See, it turns out pedestrians ain't supposed to be on the sidewalk, right? Good morning to the staff of the law firm on Bay Street, on Shirley Street and East Street, who allow your clients to park their car on the sidewalk on Shirley Street and East Street. Fortunately, we know when the U.S. Embassy is fully open, ain't nobody gonna be parking their car on the sidewalk there, hey? Imagine that's what is required. So I just take a pause here for a second, guys. I'm a segue to the right. So you see, when people say they're concerned about the U.S. Embassy raising the flag, right? And that's a political and a power statement. They feel like we're being bullied. Here's what they're really saying. What they're really saying is, we can't get our government to do nothing, but if the U.S. speak, the government is do something, right? Mm-hmm. We feel like the U.S. may use that type of power on us. But it's unfortunate that it would take a whole U.S. embassy to convince lawyers and people going into a law firm to not park their cars on the sidewalk. I wonder, where are the pedestrians supposed to walk as the drivers avoid the manhole and the pothole in the road right there? Y'all really is run out, you know. And that takes me down the road to Bay Street Medical. Now, look here, I know y'all providing a service, you know, because, gosh, you know, tourism couldn't run without y'all. But why would you park and allow your customers to park their vehicles on the sidewalk at that curb? We're still in a construction zone right there. And it upsets me greatly because y'all invest in so much money in this tourism product, but you can let these boy force tourists into the road to facilitate other tourists? Does this make any sense, people? At the end of the day, it is the safety of the pedestrian that is paramount. Your car, your fancy car, your need to get where you're going quickly, all of that is a joke compared to the sanctity of life and the protection of pedestrians.
I don't think motorists realize that our responsibility to pedestrians is almost the same as children. You got to watch and care for them while you're driving.
Right. You just presume their brains are not developed yet. Yeah. Exactly. And you all know you all is do that already. You already treat pedestrians like they're lesser than, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're sort of second-class citizens because they can't afford a car on an island that's 21 by 7. You see, we were talking yesterday about inclusivity, right? This is a part of this discussion. Who do we include in the national vision and who do we not include? A lot of us have decided that pedestrians are not included. You're not at the same value as a person who drives a car. Mm-hmm. In fact, my car is more valuable than you, and I will almost knock you down to protect my little car. This don't make any sense.
A couple months back, Aaron, you mentioned spatial awareness. That's a big part of it. That's spatial awareness.
Right. This is it. And this is why I talk about traffic so much, because this is a, first of all, right, like traffic is a perfect analogy. This is a space. We all share this space. We all have equal access to it, even though we need equitable access to it, right? Exactly. So pedestrians need different things than regular car drivers need different things than big commercial car drivers. Like apparently big commercial car drivers don't need license plates on their big commercial cars, even though they're engaged in corporate and commercial work. Imagine that. But we need different things on the road. You know what I'm saying? But this, back to the spatial awareness, in the same way, citizens in a country is like drivers on a road. We all share in this space. We all have the right to be in it, but we all need different things to be in it and to come out of it for us, right? And so spatial awareness and how we share this space with each other is the underpinning of the independence message. Right. That's why I renamed the Artist Them Solo Made. I hope you don't mind. I renamed the Artist Them campaign and call it the campaign for inclusion, right? Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, that is what artists are demanding for. Not just that they are included as paying artists, mm-hmm. but that they're included in the planning process.
Exactly.
That even if they're not at the table, when you sitting down and thinking about what it is you're planning, you include them in it.
That's what it's all about.
Right? Anyway, so I did have one little fancy start to the show. I'm going to read this a little bit, and then we're going to go to a break, and we're going to play another one of them songs you made, because I am freaking myself out about it. So anyway, yesterday's conversation, one of my biggest concerns with the independence celebration was that they decided to have a religious theme, mm-hmm. but excluded all religions outside of Christianity.
Exactly.
Even knowing that these communities, the individuals as individuals exist, that's one thing, mm-hmm. but communities and whole churches exist that could represent the faith at this event, right? Mm-hmm. And so my critique is that, okay, you want to do a religious event, I could get into that, but why not include all the religions?
Right.
And then I thought about it and I say, you know, politics and the church control the national vision and the political voice to the point of exclusion of everyone who does not belong to these cults, cultures. They control the collective consciousness and the public psyche, right? That's why I like Solo Maid so much. But at the same time, I read this yesterday as well, right? And I'm thinking about this. Because I feel like I'm mad at the church and I'm mad at the political culture, right, for what they're doing. But at the same time, my cultural and national identity are rooted in experiences I had as a part of the Methodist Summer Youth Program and representing my government, country, and fellow citizens as a human rights advocate. In fact, from 5 to 18, I spent every Independence Day at camp. And as a counselor in training and counselor, I was partially responsible for creating and had to take part in our Independence Day of celebration. See, we had a ceremony and a cultural show and talent shows. We plaited the maypole. We learned the quadrille. We sang the national anthem. And we sang our favorite, well, one of our favorite songs, This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is Our Land, from Great Inagua to Andros Island, right? Mm-hmm. We also celebrated the 4th of July. Because that song, if you know, that's like an American, I think that's an American song we did take at summer camp and make Bahamian. It's a part of the reason why my nationalism, the nationalism I subscribe to, it doesn't divide people, but it brings them together. Because every independence celebration that I ever took part in was rooted in bringing not just family islanders together to celebrate independence and Little Nassau Big Head Churin to Elutra to celebrate with Little Elutra Big Head Churin, right? But also brought countries together and had counselors from other countries and from the U.S., right? And that's where my nationalism is rooted. But I tell you what, that's where my improv skills are rooted too, right? In this camp experience, having to entertain children
right.
all the time. And that took me to this place I was in called The Spot, improv comedy sketch group in the Bahamas, right? Started by a boy named Jason Evans and another boy named Jason, Paul, I forget his name, and Leah Aeneas, and then Anku and Sakani Nash came in, and Koji, then by them like Dion Johnson came in, right? And now Gianno Wallace and Shadfa, the great Shadfa musician, bup.
Big up Shadfa.
Right? He's working on Black Bear's Revenge, right? And I can even tell these by them, because we can talk about local creatives in the tourist industry. Mm-hmm. Right? These by them don't understand the talent
right.
they have on their boat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially shot for.
Yes, boy. Anyway, that brought me to that camp experience. All of those experiences brought me to improv, right? And then I say, here I am with this boy, Solo Maid, who is an improv genius, an improv musical satirist, right? It's like he looks at he hear the news, and he put it to song. He put the commentary to the news to song. So like when I come on in radio and I crack joke about it, or I use political satire and add a little humor to talk about it. Mm-hmm. This boy is do that and put it to song, and make it rhyme. And so we're gonna go to the break. Kermit, when we come back from the break. Play another one of them. Which one should he play, Solo? I say he should Hurricane Irma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play Hurricane Irma when we come back from the break. And stay tuned. You're tuned into 96.9 FM and it's only going to get hotter from here.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the 242, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell below. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone. I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the 242, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell below. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
As a people, Bahamians are anxious about the future. Feeling down and out, unsure in these unprecedented times, we need to believe that love's coming back. Join us Tuesday, July 13th at 11 a.m. at lovescomingback.com for the virtual launch of Love's Coming Back, an inspiring new anthem from Grammy Award-winning founding member of the Eurythmics, songwriter, producer Dave Stewart, which will premiere globally at 12 noon, presented by Bay Street Records, Bahamas National Trust, and BrylandAid.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah, state of emergency. Don't you know already? Hurricane Irma is on its way, so y'all need to prepare. Let's go, let's go.
Get your plywood, get all you need. Cause this hurricane coming with speed. Get your plywood, get all you need. Cause this hurricane coming with speed. Irma. Hurricane Irma, you better get what you need. Irma, Hurricane Irma, this hurricane coming with speed. Irma, Hurricane Irma, you better get what you need. Irma, to the Google. Hurricane Irma, this hurricane coming with speed. Get your plywood, get all your ice. Before the people let them try raise the price.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you just tuning in, you have just heard the best PSA ever put out by not the government, ever. And I got this young boy, Darwin Thompson, in the studio with me. Let me tell you all the power of this message. See, Darwin don't understand. I'm 45, and I know that rhythm from I was 15. Yes. I wasn't allowed to listen to reggae, right? Yes, like, we wasn't supposed to. So I want you all to understand this, the impact of that PSA, because that's what that is.
Yeah, right,
that's right. You're here with that boy telling you all.
Of course.
Get it, come in, get what you need. That is the type of PSA we need in this town.
Yeah, right, right.
It speaks to the people. It catches them. They listening to that, because if they grow up in this place like me, they know that rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
That strike me in my heart. And it speaks to the people in a way that I can't, right? You hear me training to take over ZNS community announcements with my, you know, with my QC self. That's how I was raised. That's who I am. I speak a different language. And that message is crafted in a way to engage the people.
Right, right, right.
Right?
Get prepared. Get ready.
So good morning, Solo
morning,
Man.
Morning, morning.
So let's start here. What is your government name? Are you, is your wife allowing you to tell us what your government name is?
Most definitely. My government name is Joel Dill.
Joel Dill. See, we can't make donations to your work or pay you, write the check, if we don't know what your name is.
I don't know the name.
Absolutely. So what do you do and what do you call it? Because I give it my own name. You may have your own name for it.
That's a sophisticated name that you give, and I respect that to the fullest. I'm a social commentary artist, as well as a gospel artist, too.
Okay. Awesome.
But I sing a lot of social commentary songs. I guess I was chosen for it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I was chosen for it. It wasn't something that I had intended to do. It was first a challenge. At first, when the bridge toll gone up $2, a colleague of mine, Vanessa Clark, and
Keith
Roll, most definitely.
Keith Roll.
And we was in a group, and they were saying, man, so we need to do one song about this bridge, man. The bridge getting up $2. So I said, all right, then, let me see what I can knock up. And then when I sent it out that morning, that was the first time that I knew what viral was.
Yeah, it went viral.
Yeah, right, it went viral. All the Dwight Schrone played the music. Juan McCartney, he called me live on the show.
Nice.
A lot of other radio stations had it. Yeah, and that was the introduction of them finding out who Solo was and capable of doing.
Absolutely. Have you been contacted by any political parties to write slogans or jingles for them? Because first of all, you too magical. I have to say no right now.
All day. All on both sides, even okay. Independent.
Too. So you nonpartisan. You help anybody.
Yeah, anyone. Once they end up nothing to do with it being derogatory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once it false information, you know. Once you have a message and I feel as though this is a good message and you want to get your message across, then I'll take you up on the job.
Absolutely. I don't know. I got to be fair. It ain't my place to tell you you can't work with politicians. Yeah. You got to use your magic. Now, look here. I got a text here. Okay. It's about the sidewalk. I just read this quickly. My text to say, Aaron, I know this is your talk show, but you talks too much. You don't allow enough time for your guests to speak. Please allow Bahamians a chance to speak and give views. Yes, Texter, I will do that. And he goes on to say, Aaron, that is a law office where they park on the sidewalk. They should know better. I spoke to a woman there. She said, mind my business. Her boss said, park there. Thank boss you, Texter. See? That second text, that's an allowance for the first text.
Yeah,
but I could give them more time.
Yeah,
all right, so you make commercials and jingles formally?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Awesome.
I've done a whole number of jingles. I've done it for the Ministry of Youth. I've done it for the Ministry of Environment. Mm-hmm. I've done it for the Ministry of Tourism. I've done quite a few.
Absolutely. Right. So I like that. You're supporting the government. You're supporting my taxpayer dollars.
Yeah,
I'm happy with that. Do you have young people coming to you and asking you to teach them how to make commercials and jingles and things?
Not as yet, but I do want to be able to teach some young people to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have plans on doing that, you know, setting up properly so I could be able to teach them, probably put something up on Skillshare and so they could really learn the process of how you could go about construct a jingle or a short song.
All right. Now, most of the stuff you do is either reggae or like soca, calypso, or is it reggae and Bahamian rake and scrape? What are your favorite genres?
It's basically whatever I'm feeling. Or let's say, for instance, sometimes I can't explain it, but if I hear the rhythm, then I could construct the melody to that rhythm to make it sound like that rhythm belonged to the song. It's not really a preference of me using just one particular genre.
Yeah. It would fit the vibe.
If I could tell you the truth, if I had a collection of rake and scrape and junk in the rhythm, I would have used them constantly.
Right.
But you can't find them, and this is another thing to the producers out there, all rake and scrape producers. You need to have a website so people can lease or purchase rake and scrape or junkanoo rhythms.
Absolutely.
Or instrumentals, because there are none there.
Absolutely.
There's no Bahamian site, or there's no Bahamian that owns a site that is a producer that have rake and scrape. In order to carry rake and scrape to the world, you have to have it available to the world.
And not just that, it helps familiarize me, the listener, with your song.
Because I
heard that beat somewhere.
Right.
But look here, we got a caller on the line. Let's get to this. Caller, caller, you're on the clock and about to Google yourself to the world.
Well, godly days to this dark universe along with you and your guest, Aaron.
Good morning, Bremen. How are you?
Green.
How are you?
I'm holding, thank God. My phone beeping, but I'm going to say this quick.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to call you, right?
Yes, sir.
I was just listening. I'm going to give respect to the texter in which says that you doesn't that you talk too much.
Yes.
What they are missing, you are intelligent women, and whatsoever you say, people benefit from it. Mm-hmm. At least I benefit. And you, when you get to your guests, you ask them the right question in the right timing, mm-hmm. and with the right timing. So they got to think of that text in which they had written to you, because that was very much inappropriate.
Thank you, Bremen.
And continue doing well. By the way,
yes, sir.
To your guest, mm-hmm. what may be your right name, please, may I?
Joel.
Noel what?
Joel Dill, J with a J.
Joel
Dill.
D-I-L-L.
Bill?
Dill, D-I-L-L, like the herb.
Joel Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Y'all do well.
All right.
Thank you. This boy is doing well. I got a text that says, tell your guest, when I hit the lotto, I want him to make a jingle to my company that I quit.
Right away.
Okay. I have a text that says, now this is a bit of a rough one. I can prepare you for this one. Say, solo sold out. I haven't heard a jingle against the government, but carry on. I don't think you...
Against?
Hold on. I don't know if you... Okay, dear texter. Okay, Kermit, if you have a chance, could you play the one called Navigate? Just quickly. Texter, listen to this. He gonna play this.
I'm still mashing up my boat. Your fellas need to know how to navigate.
What is that? Dominic ain't like no one. He's hard like dumpling soup. See your face? See, I'm ready, my cool in that day. What is that? Well, if you only want to go in no dinghy boat, y'all best start navigating. Look like the word is navigate. I do a little Commodore, man. It's the Commodore.
Now, dear Texas, I don't understand what you mean, because I see all kind of critique in there. Because the whole point of it is to highlight that perhaps the Prime Minister should respect the structures of governance and not speak in such a petty and disrespectful way. And risk the integrity of the systems that he relies on.
The senior man.
Right, to manage the company. Mm-hmm. Right, it's also a critique. What is unsaid, right, is that you're not just disrespecting an individual, you're disrespecting the chain of command and all of the officers that fall underneath them.
Right.
Now, it's also a critique of the Defense Force that is also a part of the government. Mm-hmm. The boys say, if y'all don't stop mashing up the boat, we're going to put y'all in dinghy.
Yeah.
That's also a critique.
Yeah, it is.
Right? So, but tell me, is it problematic, though? Like, do you get a lot of negative pushback from people about critiquing the government?
You get some, you know what I mean? But if you mind a negative critique, then you probably wouldn't do it no more.
Exactly.
You
right.
get discouraged.
Yeah.
I think that in the field of what I do, you have to be strong-minded. Mm-hmm. And you have to be firm when it comes to what you're standing on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see what I'm saying? If this is what you're saying in the music, you have to say, this is my conviction, and this is what I see fit to say.
Absolutely.
Not right. when someone say negative, then you aren't too sure what you want to say, because now you're thinking of not saying something that will be offensive. Some mm-hmm. things will be offensive, but at the same time, if it is truth, if it is fact, the fact should not be offensive, but it's only offensive to those who do not want to hear the
right.
truth.
Right. And if it makes you uncomfortable, you mm-hmm. got to look inside yourself.
Self. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, Solo, I, you know, observing you and seeing how you are in the studio as we were walking up and everything, you seem very firmly rooted, mm-hmm. Very, very down to earth, very grounded. How do you maintain that presence of mind and also maintain the spirituality that I see you exuding, the love for Christ and, mm-hmm. and being a youth that you know, speaks about these social issues? How do you maintain that grounded demeanor? How do you do that?
Well, the key word in what you're saying is grounded.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to be grounded in something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was grounded in having manners and respect. I was grounded in, you know, attending church, having right. a spiritual, you know, belief, you know, and apart from that, you know, learning how to treat people with love mm-hmm. and also how to love yourself.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? That's one of the grounded roots that everyone should have. You should be able to love yourself. And once you apply that, then you apply value to yourself. Right. And that's how people get to see the value in you.
Yeah.
It's just like you being a diamond. It's just like a diamond. A diamond is first a rock when you first find it. And once you sculpture it, once you shape and mold it, then you create the value. And people get to see your value. So it's just a matter of, you know, your upbringings. My upbringings.
That's legit.
It's humble beginnings.
All right. I got a caller on the line here. Caller, you are on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? I am sorry that we lost you, caller. Got another text there. Aaron, who said you talks too much, but you talk in sense. You are not talking fool, so keep talking. I don't miss your show. Thank you very much, texter. You don't mind. And you feel you... See, I like that by text. Is it controversial? Certainly. Yeah. Did it hurt my feelings slightly? Of course. However, here we are sharing a space, right? And this is like this is what leadership is about. I got to balance the engagement of myself, the guests, the callers, and the texters, and what's in the newspaper, right?
Right.
I got to bring, and every day the balance shifts or the environment shifts and requires a different balance,
right?
Every moment. And that's the same thing in this country. And we need to understand our spatial relationship to each other and be willing to shift, to inconvenience ourselves, sometimes to discomfort ourselves, to bring balance for other people.
It's powerful.
Right? And so, you know, to that texter, be cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, everything good. Another text, morning, two straight FNM, FNM, maybe three, buddy. Look here. Maybe three is correct. Another text, ask Solo if he could make a jingle about mango skin. In fact, this is a ballad. He wants you to make a song about a mango skin woman who swung him out of $850. But I'm going to show you a vibe. I think that this is, while it sounds like jokey, right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing that people need.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
guess what? Heartbreak is real.
Mm-hmm.
I once had a boy ask me out on Valentine's Day, right? And then I spent all Valentine's Day waiting for him to show up. And you know by 12:30, I done figure out what the vibe was, right? So when he show up the next day with the flower, with the rose, a beautiful rose, you know? Mm-hmm. I look at him and I tell him, cheapers, me and you must even be friends, you know? And he look at me and he smile. Me and him was friends until he passed, you know?
Yeah,
he smile. Because, you know, heartbreak is real. I know that. But it can't kill you. You can't let it kill you.
Yeah,
if these boy them had a Google, had a solo maid rolling with them to lick off a song every time one of these bad head gals break their heart. Right?
I get over it.
Right? If the ladies them had a boy like solo maid to go out with them on a Saturday night when the boy break their heart... So they could cut a quick music video with the song, they would get over it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Solo, do you do sort of like singograms? Like, okay, it's we done Valentine's Day a little past, but do you like do birthday grams? Could I call you and tell you, look here, I was supposed to buy my wife this for her birthday, but I only have $250 left, so I need a song.
I could construct a song within that short period of time. I haven't done no singograms as yet. Mm-hmm. But as far as singograms are nice too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if you get a song specifically for that person, they have that for a lifetime.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They have that for a lifetime. They could always go back and play that as long as they live.
And that's a piece of art.
Yeah.
Piece of art. Literal
piece of art. And listen, if my loved one got solo made to write me a song and perform it about my little peanut head and how much they love my little peanut head, right? That's classic. Yeah, I mean, that's classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Kermit, is that, I see a red light, that's us? Yeah? Okay, caller, you are on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Hey, good morning, how are you?
I'm okay. Good morning, Puzzle. I mean, Amar. Good morning, Amar.
Mr. Joel Dill, a.k.a. Solo Maid.
Only Solo.
And Mr. Darwin Thompson.
I said puzzle because it's puzzling, Solo. So how you doing, man?
Everything blessed, right? Yeah.
But you inspire me. Every time you bring one out, you know, I'd be like, boy, you dangerous.
Yeah.
You are dangerous. You could bring them out. I talk about it. A hard beat.
Yeah.
But Solo, what inspired you to come up with Just Grabs for Father's Day on our special day?
No crabs?
Just Grabs.
Oh, the crab song.
Yeah.
You didn't send me the crab song?
I sent it.
That's okay. That's all right. I understand. Go on, sir.
Yeah, but what inspired you to write it?
Well, everybody know that when Father's Day come, crab is basically the number one thing that most fathers sure they get.
And on our special day.
Right, on our special day.
Do you all
day.
Know how expensive a pot of crab and rice is?
Yeah.
That's the gift.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a solo. Mm-hmm. What is puzzling, right? 12 years ago, I wrote a song with identical name, Just Crabs.
Yeah.
Just Crabs for us on our special day. And I appreciate you writing a song with the same name, you know, because I think I get a little royalties off you on that one.
Well, I have it as No Crabs.
Oh, No Crabs?
Yeah.
But why they call it Just Crabs?
I know why they call it. You know, sometimes people just rename your stuff. So.
Because woman disgusting, and you tell them no crabs, it's just like Just Road. Trust me, buddy. Just Crab, just Father's crabs, Day.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, my song is called Just Crab.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I believe I heard your song, and my song, your song is basically saying the same thing. My song is like, only 30 days ago only 30 days ago, it was like a circus show on our special day. Mm-hmm. They're only crabs they give away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, okay.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, caller. So look here, let's go sort of straight to it, right? Yesterday I had on Lady E, Shine, and Sweet Emily from a campaign for independent inclusion, right? For independent celebrations, right? And so I was thinking about alternatives, right, to what the government has planned right now. Like, why couldn't we have gospel artists and secular artists collaborate on gospel songs and on secular songs, right?
Awesome idea.
I would love to see a gospel artist and a secular artist write a new verse to a song we already know, right? Mm-hmm. From a gospel perspective, right? The meeting of the minds in the song. Are you collabing? Do you have any collaborations with other secular artists?
Collaborations, no, not at the moment. With none of the top secular artists.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at the moment.
All right. So this is my word out here. One of my favorite musical genres is what they call the mashup, right? Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite albums is Beatles and Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Mashup, right? Another one is the Verve Jazz series, where they take popular contemporary DJs and have them mash up old jazz standards.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So that's my thing. I would love to see secular and cultural Bahamian artists mashing up things together, right? And there's so many ideas that could have flowed from that at the independence
ceremony. That's true, because... Look at We Are the World.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They could have done something. They could have done a concept similar to that.
Right.
You know, we have gospel artists and we have, you know, secular artists. Let them come together and create one solid song where some singing verses, some singing harmony.
Right.
Know, it can be done.
Absolutely. So I see you got another caller on the line here, Kermit. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. You're on the clock.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That's Solo?
Yeah, that's Solo.
Okay. Solo, this is the blind one, Papa.
Hey, what's cracking?
Thank God for life as usual.
Yeah, man.
Listen, very quickly. They get the... See, you're a music man, so you might understand me. They get one beat there with one commercial, what they be doing with this 21 censor. Mm-hmm. That's a bad beat. The next one is... When I say bad, I mean in good. The next one is the credit union thing. Now, I don't know if you could use beats and stuff, but I hear you doing things like Bob Marley beat, different beats, and I love all of them. Mm-hmm. My question to you, are you really, really... I mean, I don't know like if you could use those beats, because I think they had. But my question to you is that when you sing these songs and stuff, do you just do them like either for business or what? or you really mean what you're saying, and you're really concerned about what you're talking about, because it's how the Bahamian people, how us, the people feel. Like, for instance, you do one song, and I think that's your voice, mm-hmm. with Dr. Shannon Dawn Cartwright.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a member of Parliament for St. Barnabas.
Yeah.
Well, I believe, in spite of my political persuasion, I'm a Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard-working man, and I think the song was so appropriate, and mm-hmm. it made me to ask you, like, politically, since you was be, like, singing about everything, and if they hire you, if you can take one side, or you could try to do it for all, because I like the one with Shannon Dawn, and you say, man, what the? Kind of Shannon Dawn Cartwright, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And read it like that one, so I can hang up and listen. Keep up the good work. I'm a fan of yours, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, big man. Up. I swear.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I get another, okay, the call is gone. Another text here. It says, oh, no, if Solo sing to the woman, it may be, he can take the woman. It's a bad idea. So let's cancel the singogram idea, people. Take it off the table. But all right. Another text. How do we get these songs when they come out? Because only by chance I get them through WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
Is there a number? Right. Do you have a WhatsApp feed that I could do? In fact,
I have a broadcast.
Dear Mrs. Solo Maid, make sure this boy make a WhatsApp feed that we could we could get broadcast every time a new song comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have a YouTube channel.
I have a YouTube channel, but what I intend to do too, so they could be able to get it, is try to create an app
yeah.
to the Google app where they could get all the list of songs there. And, you know, once you was a member, then you could just download the songs.
Absolutely, because this is the hottest political commentary out there. It's coming, these songs are coming out as soon as the incident happened. In fact, I didn't give Kermit the song you made for the independence celebration campaign. I won't call it a protest, because we ain't protesting other Bahamians.
Yeah.
We're campaigning for a different idea. Another text here. Don't worry about them, Miss Green. 52 does make sense, but they still hate on him. Then I see it later online. Later on, he is correct. Not because we don't understand him, we should dismiss him. And Wayne Monroe is saying the same things in different ways. Your guest is an intrepid brilliance behind the music.
Appreciate that.
Look here. Indeed. Indeed. Okay, we got a few more minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place for you in the tourism product? Now, mind you, I already see it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think it's a place.
Okay.
I think it's a place. And the opportunity just have to present itself. I think those who are in charge, they need to value the talent that is around so that we can help be a part of the present as well as history.
Right.
Especially in the entertainment sector.
Mm-hmm. See, I tell you what the idea is dead quick, you know. Mm-hmm. I get one friend named Eduardo Daxon, the balloon man, the magic man, right? I think his gamer name is Magasso, I think, right? Anyway, this boy is the balloon guy. And you may know him. He had a recent campaign to raise funds for his parents whose home was destroyed in the fire on Jenny Street, right?
Right.
Anyway, imagine at the port facilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all your hotels where you have guests sort of in transition. I got my balloon by interacting with improv arts, balloon arts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got my boy Solo Maid just walking up to people, looking at them for 5 minutes and writing a whole jingle, writing a whole Bahamian commercial for them about their time in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And people would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
if they could get it on MP3 before they leave to take with them.
That's true.
Right? Like, I don't have six different places for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last question. You're the new Minister of Culture. Was your first act, right? And then the second, if you have enough time, you get to, as the Minister of Culture, you get to host a music festival. What it gonna look like?
That's a good question. Look like? That's a good one. I think the first thing is to, since I'm part of the entertainment sector, the first thing we do is recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Recruit the best talent, those who've been working, those who've been putting out good material, and reach out to creatives and create a platform just for them.
Awesome. awesome.
Thank you. Just for the creatives.
All right. I see I got 3 minutes. Listen, audience, I promise you I'm going to keep this tight because I want to play one last track by the Google to the World before we leave. But I have this question for you. What do you and other artists like you that are on the cutting edge of your field, what you all need from government to support y'all? And like when I say support, like create an environment where y'all could do what you need to do with little interference from them, mm-hmm. access to resources, mm-hmm. direct lines of communications with hotel owners and managers. Like what do y'all need from the government?
I think resources. Resources is number one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Opportunity is number two. Mm-hmm. Connections is number three.
Absolutely.
We need that. And if you're talking about, like I said before, taking rig and scrape to the world, if you could invest in a business and you ain't sure how that business could do because you're going by faith, you could do the same thing with your artists that's in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Present the resources to them so that they could travel the world.
Yeah.
And they could take the culture around the world. A lot of artists want to do it, but they can't do it.
Right.
Because they do not have the backing. Now they have the talent.
Right.
But they don't have the backing. And a lot of those who are in power knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're creating your budget, let them be a part of the budget too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There you go. As we leave the show today, I want you all to listen to this track from the hottest musical, political, satirist, improv out there. If this government is doing something, this boy on it, and he can make you laugh about it. Kermit, play that song for me. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. Thank you, Solo Maid. Thank you, Darwin. Yes. My audience, have a great day.
They saw two areas of interest, but they turned out to be seaweed. They used visuals and infrared technology to do their scopes. Mm. On land, we can confirm that one goat and three birds were impacted by the
scope. Hold on. No, let me ask him. What in the world? One goat and three bird? Y'all let Stevie Wonder inspect an island, say. Gotta be more than that, man. Come on. Boy, I tell you, you're trying to hide the animals there too. Minister of Environment, how many animals dead? He looked like he don't know. He tell the media that it was tree bird and one goat. It was tree bird here and one goat there. Tree bird, one goat. Minister, how many animals dead? Tree bird and one goat. After the storm, how many animals did y'all find? Tree bird and one goat. With the technology, how many y'all see? Tree bird and one goat. There was no dog there, no frog here, snake there, fly there, all of them disappear. So how many animals dead in the storm?
One goat and three birds were impacted by the storm.
Okay then.